Music for a long time. I play all different kinds of music. Tonight I'm playing some bunch of different piano music. Some of it comes from the some of the records I've made for the Radical Jewish Culture series on Tzadik. Some music by John Zorn, some music by Bob Dylan, some of my original music, some music by some different composers, Charles Ives, etc. I went to the same high school as Charles Ives, in fact, and in New Haven, and became interested in his music then, and he's a huge inspiration. I grew up in that part of Connecticut. I was born in New York City, in Queens, in Flushing, Queens, but I went to high school up there in Connecticut, and I lived sort of in the area where Charles Ives wrote his music and got that flavor. the music of John Zorn chose me, in a way. I've been fortunate to have been working with John for a long time, many years playing in different projects of his, in the studio and on tour and lots of different bands. And mostly, John would hire me to play piano in his bands. But in my own music, I was more into electronic music and electric music. I also play guitar, I play bass, I produce, I write, and so I really wasn't doing a lot of acoustic piano. But for many years, John tried to get me to make an acoustic piano trio record for him. And we had talked about different things like Jewish film music or, different bodies of work that I could do interpretations of with a sort of Jewish, an eye towards something for the Jewish series. And none of them really particularly inspired me. But then when John wrote the Masada Book 2, the Book of Angels, he wrote a bunch of pieces with me and an acoustic piano trio in mind. And so he brought me this body of music that was really relevant to me, and I had something to say on his music. It related to my experience, and it was, the kind of thing that I could get with making a record of. And so I made this record of John's music called Astaroth. That was the first record in the Masada Book of Angels Book 2 series. And then, that was a really successful record. People seemed to really like it. And so John asked me to do another acoustic piano trio record for the Jewish series. And so you know, I've done all sorts of different things. I've done opera at Lincoln Center. I did the John Adams opera about maybe 10 years ago at Lincoln Center called Ceiling Sky. I studied a great deal of contemporary classical music. I went to New England Conservatory and, you know, we improvised for Ligeti and, worked with very heavy composers. And so I was deep in that world, and I studied classical piano all through my childhood with an amazing piano master named Burton Hathaway, who's a Fairfield, Connecticut, he was an amazing piano technician, came out of the Russian school, similar to like the way Vladimir Horowitz approaches the physical aspects of playing the piano. So it's like a very beautiful and fundamental way to approach playing the piano. It's a technical discipline. Basically, the way he approaches the piano and the way I approach the piano is using the simple laws of physics, meaning the physics equation. You're basically accelerating the mass of the key with a certain amount of force, and if you put too much force into it, you create an equal and opposite force in the other direction, and that breaks the sound. So it uses gravity, and it uses the speed of the key. It's not how hard you press the key, it's how fast you accelerate the mass of the key. So it's a deep physics approach to playing the piano. And basically, it deals with like economy of motion, using the least amount of motion to get the most result. So it doesn't take great strength to play loud on the piano. It takes great speed.
Thank you.
I do all electronic keyboards, and I've done, keyboard work. I played all the keys on the new Bad Brains record, Build a Nation. Was very honored to be a part of that record. I use all my sort of vintage keyboards. You know, the quality of the sound is so different. You know, a digital sample of an old instrument like a Mellotron, which has, or a Mini Moog, or you know, any of the great synthesizers, they have quirks and they change, and you respond to them. Whereas a digital synthesizer doesn't change; it's the same every time. There's less chaos in a digital synth, and they just don't have the same quality of sound. Some do, you know. There's crazy digital synths that I would use, and you know, I've done film scores where I've used only digital synthesizers for the whole score.
What do you say? What is the radicalism in music?
I don't really use that word. You know. John used that word to describe a particular scene of people creating and giving to Jewish culture in a way that was different than the tradition, thus radical. But I wouldn't call my music radical. My music is just music. You know, that's a word, radical is a word that someone else would use. But I wouldn't, if you asked me to describe my music, radical is not a word I would use. Because it doesn't seem radical to me at all. It seems very logical.
Thank you.
I studied Bartok in school and listened to that music, and you know, I was heavily immersed in you know, sort of modern classical music. But what I studied at school, I studied with Joe Maneri, who is one of the great both improvisers and a microtonalist, and an amazing composer and thinker about music. And Joe came out of the you know, sort of the 12-tone school from Schoenberg, Berg, and Webern. Joe studied with a man named Schmidt, who was a student of Alban Berg's. And so it came out of the sort of the 12-tone school. I studied that a great deal. I also studied microtones, and really Charles Ives was one of the first microtonal composers. He wrote quarter-tone piano music in the, you know, very early 1900s. You know, so I was more immersed in sort of the world of microtones also, and, you know, I was particularly influenced by Schoenberg and Webern. You know, tonight I incorporate sort of an interpretation of the Housatonic at Stockbridge, but I also for a long time worked on the Housatonic at Stockbridge. It's a song about the Housatonic River as it meets in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. There's so much amazing Ives, all the symphonies, the Fourth Symphony, Central Park in the Dark. I mean, there's, you know, tons of amazing Ives.
Will you play tonight improvisations?
Yeah, a lot of the music involves improvising. Yes. I'm playing really different music here tonight, even though I'm still playing some of Zorn's music and a couple of the pieces that we play in that band, but this is more like a solo program. You know, this is a bunch of my own music, a couple of John Zorn's pieces, a couple of Bob Dylan pieces, and but this is more a solo piano, almost a recital of solo piano music.
Let's talk about the film music you played in Zorn's film Works.
I did.
And you have own film works.
That's right. I did Murder Ball, which is this amazing film about the Olympic quadriplegic rugby team, guys who are in wheelchairs and bad car accidents and are paralyzed and who become these incredible athletes who compete on an Olympic level and, you know, get in these crazy wheelchairs and they play wheelchair rugby. Murder Ball is a really amazing film by a good friend of mine, Dana Shapiro. I also did, I've done a bunch of other documentaries. I did a really beautiful and heavy film called God Grew Tired of Us about the Lost Boys of the Sudan, and just a very, very intense film, beautiful film. And I did a bunch of Sudanese music for them for that.
Did you hear Sudanese music?
Yeah, I've been a long time fan of, you know, of North African music and the connections between Arab music and North African music and Jewish music. There's a whole thread of Jewish music through Africa too, and you know, the Jews went in all directions. Some came to Europe and some went the other way to Africa. And so I've always been a huge fan and was particularly interested in Sudanese music and happened to know some of the amazing musicians who were able to sort of realize that music for me. And so we did a bunch of cool music for that with amazing guys, Yakuba Sissoko, an amazing master, a choral master. And so that's God Grew Tired of Us. And I've done a bunch of other films. I did a really beautiful film about a young woman with breast cancer and her struggle with breast cancer. I did a film about Hasidic Jews in New York who are estranged from their community and who have left the community and have all sorts of horror stories about the sort of terrible things that happen to them, sexual abuse and mental abuse and physical abuse, and just a really horrible and damning film made by two Brooklyn filmmakers. Very controversial film, but beautiful.
Thank you. Kit véd a mentelmi jog? A képviselőt vagy a parlamentet? Gyurcsány Ferencet gyanúsítottként akarják kihallgatni a sokurói kaszinó beruházás ügyében. Az ex-kormányfő lemondan a mentelmi jogáról, de közben politikai támadásról beszél. A parlamenti döntés napján a mentelmi jog lesz a témánk.
Parlamenti napló. Ma 10 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
Ha jól belegondolok, csecsemőkorom óta folyamatosan öregszem. Pontosan úgy, ahogy önök is. Éppen ezért következő témánk az öregedés mindenkit érint. Kortünet vagy kortünet?
Az embert nem a kor véníti meg, nem az évek múlása, hanem ha úgy érzi, hogy eljárt felette az idő.
Az előadáson kívül egy film és egy kerekasztal beszélgetés is segít a téma alaposabb megismerésében.
Minden tudás egyeteme 2.0. Ma délután az M1-en. Mindenkinek.
Mindig minden percben történik valami.
Társasági. Szórakoztató.
Mi lett volna, ha hogy is történt ez?
Fűszeres.
Óhatatlan, hogy más dolog fog kisülni belőle.
Naponta.
Nekem ezt meg kell néznem.
Frissítő.
Merítsen energiát.
Te a délután. Minden hétköznap az M1-en.
Minden nap várom el.
Kadore úr felfedezte azt a bankszámlát, amit Raúl valahol külföldön nyitott.
Tényleg képes lennél elmondani a férjének, hogy ti ketten?
Azaz öreg mindig beleköp a levesembe.
Kérlek, ne piszkáld többé máját a külföldi lánnyal.
Ha Sánkárnak akár csak egy hajaszála is görbül, ahhoz nekünk is lesz pár szavunk.
Eltüntetem Kadore urat.
India álmok útján. Ma délután az M1-en.
Önök kérték, és mi szokás szerint teljesítjük azokat a kívánságokat, amiket a legtöbb nézőnk látni szeretne. Néhány műsorszámot már most megmutatunk a következő adásból. Most múlik pontosan a Csík zenekarral. Egyveleg régi slágerekből vendégünk Kállai Kis Ernő előadásában. Németh Marika és Sárdi János kettőse a Mágnás Miskából. Vidéki Sanzon a Magna Cum Laude zenekarral. Vidám vagy nyugati életkép Egri Istvánnal és Bánhidi Lászlóval.
Önök kérték. Kedden 20 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
A cirkusz mindig rabul ejtett, elbűvölt.
Miközben egy sofőrnek a nyomozáshoz.
Valaki elhatározta, hogy nagy fináléval lepi meg a közönséget.
Köztünk nem fogja megtalálni a gyilkost.
A bizonyítékok túl nyilvánvaló helyen voltak.
Pontosan.
Nem én tettem.
Nem eszem emberhúst.
Mrs. Bradley titokzatos esetei. Szerdán 20 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
Esküvő után az örömapa drótkötéllel fogadta oda a konzerves dobozokat az ifjú pár autójához, pont úgy, mint a romantikus amerikai filmekben. Ja, csak a romantikus amerikai filmekben az nincs benne, amikor a drótkötél beleakad a fater bicikliébe, és így a velencei nászutas lakosztály már három fő után fizet.
Váratlan helyzet? A segítség nálunk nem duma. Akciós OTP személyi kölcsön. Az első 12 törlesztő részlet alacsonyabb és fix kamattal. THM 32,27%. Részletek otpbank.hu.
Vannak pillanatok, amikor a feszültség elsimítása és a stressz elűzése a legfontosabb. Amikor szükségünk van a nyugalomra és a relaxációra. Az új Valeriana Relax tisztán gyógynövényi összetevői kíméletesen nyugtatnak, anélkül, hogy eltompítanának. Valeriana Relax elsimítja a feszültséget. A Valeriana Relax forgalmazója a Teva Magyarország ZRT.